Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? We are just about at the very final episode of our seven-part series this week. We've been exploring personality traits. In fact, the big five that psychologists determine are essential for your happiness. In today's meditation, I'm going to share with you a technique, some nice thoughts you can carry with you into your own meditation. And keep in mind that if you'd like a full guided meditation, I share those every day, a brand new one, 30-minute guided meditation. You could break off at the 10 or 15 minute point at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M. And there you can try for 2 weeks free, absolutely free, access to these 30-minute meditations. You also get a guide and a journal to go along with each week's series and an app. The app is in test mode, but it's coming along nicely and we are going to release it live soon. So you can try that again at sipandom.com. I wanted to tell you that before I guide you through the techniques so that I don't interrupt your nice meditation. You also are going to discover one more thing in today's episode, and that is an herb that can benefit you as you explore this series to create and cultivate these personality traits that contribute to your happiness and your wellness. Remember, herbs are powerful. They can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. They can calm your mind and body. You just want to make sure with any herb that it's not going to harm you. So check with your physician, especially if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or if you take other medications. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a meditation technique every day. Well, the technique I want to share with you today in regard to your happiness is going to combine several of the techniques we've explored throughout this week's series, so you can discover how to layer them into your meditation for optimal benefits. Before I guide you through that technique series, I want to share with you, as I promised, the benefits of nettle tea. Nettle is an herb that you may have run across if you used to run through the grass when you were younger. Maybe you still do it these days. I hope you do. And you run through the grass. It might be a beautiful warm summer day, and you step on one of those stickery, stinging nettle plants. These are powerful plants. Even though you have to sit and use tweezers to pull the little stickers out of your foot if you step on one. What we've discovered about nettle is that it offers minerals and antioxidants. It also supports your kidneys and urinary tract, and it does one more powerful thing. It helps to manage blood sugar. So the stinging nettle leaf is no longer a weed in your yard. It is a powerful herb you could sip in a tea, especially with the minerals it offers. We often lack minerals these days. So this is an herb for you to try. Now I want to share the final fifth personality trait that can contribute to your happiness and wellness. Just to recap, the big five traits psychologists believe benefit people in regard to their happiness and wellness, and by the way, this is universal, they discovered, are openness, decreasing your neuroticism, which means decreasing your stress so that you're emotionally stable, you manage stress well, and you don't have mood swings. Conscientiousness, agreeableness, and today, extroversion. Extroversion is when you feel really good about being yourself, about being outgoing, connecting with people, reaching out to people, and meeting new people and experiencing different experiences. And if you have this quality, you may be the type of person who feels more extroverted and comfortable being yourself when you are in a smaller group of people rather than in a large group. You may, in a large group, clam up or not really be comfortable with being the center of attention. And that is fine. The key is to have meaningful interactions with people. So think about yourself. If you like to be the life of the party and talk to lots of people but not really connect with them, you might be extroverted, but interpersonally, you might be a little shallow in your relationships. So you might want to see what it feels like to go a little bit deeper with even fewer people. So this can benefit your happiness. So you have an herb, and now for your technique. As you settle yourself in and focus on what makes you happy, when you think about your own personality, what makes you feel happy and wholesome? And as you consider your own happiness, mentally repeat to yourself out loud and repeat it in a whisper and bring it down even to repeating it mentally to yourself. Everything I need is within me. Everything I need is within me. Repeat this several times to yourself, knowing you have what it takes to be happy. You might need to draw it out of yourself and become aware of your best qualities, but they are there. So allow this awareness to unfold as we've been focusing on all week long. Everything I need is within me. And you could hold your hand in a mudra that helps to promote inner harmony of your mind and body. Samatanji mudra. Intertwine your fingers right at your navel and then extend both of your index fingers upward and both of your thumbs downward. And they're touching each other and your index fingers are touching each other, so it looks like you're forming a steeple with your fingers. And this is a fantastic mudra to do to help promote inner harmony of your mind and your body. As you are seated, begin to focus on your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Now, as you notice the flow of your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale to the count of three and hold it for the count of three, and then exhale to the count of three. And do this six times. I'll guide you through one time together. And then you take it from there, going into your own meditation, meditating just to the point where you could hold it a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. Make sure to sit and experience your own inner stillness. So, as you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale to the count of three. One, two, three. Hold for three. Three. Exhale. One, two, three. Beautiful. Now take this technique and do it as you meditate. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.